are listening to Find Your Flow in MoCo, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hey everyone, welcome to Find Your Flow in MoCo, and I'm your host, Danielle Gibson. I am so excited to get to sit down with our very special guest. Our guest is the president and general manager of one of my favorite places, the Tennessee Valley Pecan Company, David Armistead. We are going to talk about all the delicious pecans and so much more, so thank you so much for hanging out with us today.
Sure, glad to be here.
So we have so much to talk about, but before we do that, we have to jump into our cheese straw segment. So can you tell us what a cheese straw is to you?
A cheese straw to me really is, I would just best describe it really as a crunchy piece of cheese. I mean, to me, that's you know.
Yeah.
It's almost like a cheesy French fry. That would be my description.
Well,
does
thank
that help
you.
At all?
It does. Okay. So I love this because it's never the same. Of all the episodes we've ever had, the cheese straw has never been explained the same. So French fry is a new one, and I love the description.
Okay.
So let's move on to you. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how did Tennessee Valley Pecan Company come about?
Well, I'm originally from Nashville, but I grew up here in Decatur. And the company was founded in 1942 by a lady named Annie Hawthorne. And the Hawthorne family had the company from 1942 up until about 2010. And I had been giving these pecans to my clients in Atlanta, where I lived at the time. My brother in Nashville had been doing the same thing. And our family, who was my parents who still lived here at the time, were giving them out as well. It was a seasonal business. It was only open October, November, December. For the holiday season, and it would close for the year. And Judson and Geneva Hawthorne had pretty much taken over running the company. And as they were getting older, they were thinking about selling the company. And my brother, Steve, in Nashville kind of hatched the idea of, we hate to see the brand, we don't want the brand to go away. Mm-hmm. So why don't we, let's approach them and let's see if they're interested, in maybe talking about selling the company. So for a couple of years in January, we'd always write them a letter and say, if you're interested in selling, let us know. Well, finally in 2010, they said, sure, we'll talk. So I had a media production business in Atlanta, and it was, we were 2008, 2009. It was doing okay, but this really kind of piqued our interest because we knew that it was a great brand. Mm-hmm. They had great followers, and the product was wonderful. So it took me a year to get the business plan together. Steve spent a year getting the investors together in Nashville, and then in August of 2011, we closed on the business. Now, the one thing we wanted to do is take it from a seasonal business to a year-round business. And for a number of years, I had worked, I got to Atlanta by working as a video producer for Macy's out of the regional offices in Atlanta. And for 10 years, I was doing that, and I got to know a lot of guys. You learn retail, and you get to know a lot of guys that can do things. So this was perfect for us because we had all the talent lined up that we needed to kind of help scale this into a 12-month business. Mm-hmm. So that's how we got started. And of course, a company founded in 1942, I think Cook's is the only one that is older than the Tennessee Valley Pecan Company. They were started, I believe, in 36.
Wow.
So we landed on Bank Street, and we've been there ever since. But at the time that we bought the business, they had a great mailing list, and it was just a great product. So we were very, very fortunate from that standpoint. And I had a good mentor through Judson Hawthorne, because I'm going from, you know, doing television production into selling nuts. And, you know, you don't just pick that up.
A little change there.
I never thought I would be doing that, but it's an absolute, we have so much fun doing it. I mean, it's just an absolute blast. So that's kind of the background.
So how did that conversation go when you received word that like they were actually interested? Because I'm sure like at one point you're like, well, they're probably just really not going to give it up. Was it like, oh, wait a minute, like now we have to get a game plan together because it might actually happen?
Yeah, well, the dog chases the car. You know, we bit the tire. Yeah. And so it was, here we go. So it was a crash course in pecans. And there we learned very quickly that there is a whole subculture of people out there that just love pecans. And we had our first call day before yesterday from a gentleman wanting to know when harvest was going to start for this year. He wanted to get his Christmas order in early. We said, look, guy, you know, you're a little early. We'll let you know. But yeah, they're out there. So, but it's a blast.
So tell me a little bit more about the pecans. Where did they come from? And then some of the delicious flavors that you offer as well.
Sure. We offer, well, the pecans, generally, the majority of the pecans that we buy come from South Alabama. Since we started the business, we have integrated new varieties. We now have an organic pecan that comes from Georgia, because you can't get organic pecans just anywhere.
Yeah.
I believe right now our spicy pecans come from Texas. But the majority, like the chocolate covered, honey glazed, the large mammoth halves, large pieces, the majority of what we offer come from South Alabama, from growers down there. So we buy from brokers down in South Alabama.
So tell me about this spicy pecan. I haven't heard about this one.
Spicy, it's not like a habanero hot spice. It's a more of a cayenne pepper kind of spice. When you eat it, you don't feel the heat right away, but it kind of settles in.
And I like and pretty that
soon
kind.
Pretty soon it's there, but it's not gonna. I mean, you know, it's not gonna take your breath away or anything. It's just a very nice even heat. But
And my favorite is the key lime because it has that wonderful like powder. Oh, all the textures is just a dream.
Yes.
So you don't just do pecans. You actually have a coffee brand as well. So what made you decide to start down that road?
Well, we kind of backed into the coffees. It's a private label called Bushytail Coffee. And we kind of backed into it because we were selling pecans. We got approached about selling pecan pies. That was a natural migration to offer that as well. And what goes better with pecan pie than coffee? So I have a roaster that we work with that helped us develop the Bushytail brand to where we now offer, I think it's 11 different varieties of coffee. So yeah, the biggest seller, the most popular is Southern Pecan. Mm-hmm. And we actually have a subscription service that we ship those out every month to people that like the Southern Pecan. Yeah.
So you have recently moved buildings from the haunted, spooky location to your new location. So how are you enjoying that? And I don't think people realize how big Tennessee Valley Pecan is and how much you ship out. So you want to talk a little bit more about that?
Sure. We're kind of, you know, Bank Street is just such a natural marketing tool for us because of the age of the company. And I know growing up here, Bank Street and Second Avenue were kind of the center of commerce in Decatur. So it's a natural fit for us to be there. We moved the building that we were in, the one you refer to that's haunted, and I can tell you, it perks. We had trouble with merchandise coming off the shelves. It was just, you know, it was crazy stuff. The present location that we were in, we had to move to because the building we were in was sold and is being renovated. So, and that was going to be mostly above us. And as a food processing kind of company, you know, you want to, that's not that desirable. So we have the location that we're at right now, 411 Bank Street, is very adequate in space. And as we're growing as a company, it offers a better workflow for us. Mm-hmm. So that was a kind of a natural, that was kind of a no-brainer. Now, Bank Street is being developed. I would suspect that that location that we're at right now is going to be, is temporary because there will be mixed-use development that's going on Bank Street. But we've also got another site picked out back up towards where we were. But that's kind of in the near future. We'll keep you posted on that, but we'll always be on Bank Street.
That's wonderful.
But yeah, we shipped to, I think it was not last year, year before last, the count between the middle of October and December the 22nd or 23rd, we shipped 2,343 packages.
That was
just what was shipped. That wasn't what was going out the front door. So, I mean, we shipped to all 50 states, the UK, Ireland, Germany, everywhere. We go everywhere.
Love that. Love that. So speaking of new things, what are some maybe new products or things that listeners should be on the lookout for that are coming up?
Yeah, right now we're working on three things. We're going to introduce a fried pecan. That hopefully we'll be rolling that out toward the end of July.
Wow.
We're working on a deep dish pecan pie that will be it'll be bourbon flavored, traditional, and chocolate.
I'm here for it. Wow. Yeah.
So that's still a little bit, we're doing some R&D on that one, but that's one that we're pretty confident that we'll have.
Can I taste test for you? I'd be glad to.
Absolutely.
Do that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we have it's called Proof. It's a cocktail syrup, a pecan flavored cocktail syrup called Proof that we'll be rolling out in early fall. So those are three things right on the horizon right away, definitely, that we'll be doing.
That sounds so delicious. I'm here for it. I can't wait to buy them all. So how exciting. So your location is so popular, and I know you have so many customers. So can you share maybe one of your favorite memories you have with your customers?
Yeah, I of course, you know, there's a whole spectrum to it, but I think the most impactful one happened a few years ago, and this young lady walked into the shop, and she stopped, and she looked around, and she started to cry. Aww. And I said, well, what, you know, is everything okay? What's going on? And she said, well, last year my dad passed away, and every year he gave these pecans to the relatives and friends and everybody else. And she says, I just want to keep the tradition going. And I think the thing that has been most impactful to us as a company is that this really transcends pecans. It is, it's almost a culture. And it is something that is so ingrained in families that go back into the 60s. You know, you understand the gravity of the responsibility as an owner and as an employee or whatever, in that this is more than just retail pecans. This is something that goes far beyond that because it affects people's lives. I mean, it's part of people. I got a letter last year from a lady in Colorado who has had the tins that the pecans were shipped in the 60s that she keeps her flour and sugar and stuff in on her counter. And these are people that are compelled to write you to say, look, this is what I do. I mean, we have fans. I mean, it really does go beyond just your everyday, you know, walk in and buy a thing of pecans. This is, you know, so when that happens, you sit back and you take notice of it and you understand the responsibility that you have. you know, as a retailer, because this really does go beyond the quality of the nuts. It's actually the expectations of the customers when they walk through the door. That's your brand. So, yeah.
So family, food, and tradition.
There you go. That's the next ad campaign right there.
I just came up with that when we were talking.
Okay.
Because I love that. I love that. It's so amazing how food can take you back to a certain place and time of, you know, when your family members are no longer there, but they may be. My grandmother used to make like banana bread. And so it's just, I love that story of you've created an experience for people that is just incredible.
Yeah, it really is an experience. And for a lot of people, it's an annual experience. I mean, we get, you know, people will call in their orders that have been calling for years, you know, and it's like old home week, you know, and
yeah.
It's very strange.
I mean, you can literally ruin Thanksgiving or Christmas if there are not pecans. Like, if there's not pecans, it's all ruined. So that is how powerful you are.
No pressure there.
No pressure at all. So I always love sharing about Tennessee Valley Pecan Company because I know it's always going to be excellent. So thank you for, you know, what you do for the community and what you do for families. So tell us how people can keep connected with you. Where can they find you? Website, social media?
Well, we're on, obviously, we have the website, www.tnvalleypecan.com. And, of course, we're on Facebook, Instagram as well. We have an 800 number, 855-353-1880, toll-free. So you can reach us a number of different ways there.
Excellent. So we're going to move into one of my favorite segments, which is the Did You Know? And in this segment, we ask our guests one last question before they leave. So we've asked David to share a fun, cool, and interesting fact about himself that maybe nobody has ever heard of before. So take it away. Did you know?
I guess probably the one thing that I don't know that anybody knows about because it goes way, way back, and that is that I was a disc jockey here in Decatur part-time Sunday nights from 6 to midnight at WAJF Radio. And back then it was AM, Top 40, you know, the whole bit. Mm-hmm. I was here on working on a grant. I had a degree in broadcast and film. I was right out of college, and I was helping with a documentary for the Department of Mental Health. And it was, I was working out of the Lurleen Wallace Developmental Center, just married, living in an apartment. And the guy that lived next door to me at the apartments was actually the news director at WAJF Radio. The guy's name was Howard Fox. And Howard's wife was a psychologist out of the center. So we all knew each other. And Howard asked me one day, he said, Dave, he said, you know, we've got an opening from, you know, 6 to midnight at the radio station. Would you be interested in coming down and do an air check? And I thought, well, okay, sure, I'll go do it. And I think essentially they just wanted a warm body, you know, because I got the job. But it was absolutely probably it was just a blast. I did it for a couple of years, and it was, you know, the guy that was on air before me would just, you know, he'd lock the door on the way out and the place was mine. And the playlist went out the window, and it was just...
You just did what you wanted to, huh?
It was 6 hours of music bliss. I mean, you know, it was... because that, you don't know what your audience is like on a Sunday evening AM radio. So right. there was a lot of room to play there. So, but it was a lot of fun, and it was just something that I always enjoyed. And that's the fact.
I love that. Well, obviously you've done this before, so you completely nailed this podcast. So thank you so much for coming on here with us today.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah.
I can't wait to keep following your journey. And if you have not had Tennessee Valley Pecan, shame on you. You should order some right away because it's amazing. And the coffee, I love the coffee. It's one of my favorites as well.
Well, thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Well, we loved hearing about your story, and you can find us at Visit Decatur AL on Instagram, Facebook, or TikTok, or visit our website at visitdecatural.org. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. This has been Find Your Flow in MoCo. This has been another episode of Find Your Flow in MoCo, hosted by Danielle Gibson and produced by Relic.